Coach's Insight continues on CARE. Russell Norton is now joining us, Oskaloosa head football coach, brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Barnett Family Funeral Home, Jeff County Crematory. Coach, your team took a loss at Pleasant Ridge last week. Obviously, we've seen some improvements, especially offensively here in the last couple of weeks against Mission Valley and Pleasant Ridge, but what were just some of the big key takeaways from that loss last week?
Yes, sir. Yeah, man, we're in a process here. They haven't won a game here since 2019, and we're trying to get past that. There's no moral victories, but we definitely are seeing improvements. Offense is coming together. We got to quit shooting ourselves in the foot. All things are fixable. Again, defensively, man, we just got to keep working tackling, getting our head across, being in the position, and making the play when we're in the position. But P. Ridge is a good team, well coached. They got some strong farm mountain boys over there. But again, scoreboard aside, I was very happy with the way we competed. We fought till the end, and so we looked again just to get better this week.
When you look at the matchup this week, you get a McLouth team. Of course, they had their first few games of the year canceled due to COVID, but they've been on the field here the last month or so, and you know, a team still searching for their first win as well. So definitely an opportunity. I would expect a scenario like this where both teams understand that there is a win out there to be had. So I would expect both teams to be up for this one. What do you know about McLouth and the challenges that they're going to present this week?
Man, well, I don't want to give nobody any bulletin board material, but let's just say, man, this is rivalry for us. I'm from the South, man. This is like Georgia, Auburn, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Carolina, Clemson. It's just good old-fashioned hate in a good way. McLouth is just 6-7 miles from us, and man, I'd be lying to you if I told you we weren't a little more amped up. They are a well-coached team. Coach Freeman over there is doing a great job of what he's got and working hard. They've seen improvements over the year, and I'd say both of us probably we're probably the best 0-7 team you might see. And again, that's easy to say because we're 0-7, but I expect to see a great game. I suspect to see our boys really step up to the challenge because these families live so close together, and some of them work farms together, cattle together, and so it's going to be electric here on Friday night.
What about the expectations for your team? What do you want to see, again, with this being the final game of the regular season? You've gone through so much here in the last couple of months throughout the course of this year, but just what are your expectations and what do you want to see from your team this week?
Man, my expectation is for Oskaloosa to finally get a win. We better take care of business. I'm going to coach my butt off. I know my boys are going to play their butts off. I expect us to do it in the right way. You know, that's been a big thing that we've been talking about this year and for the future. Because, again, this ain't just a one and done here. I'm here for the long haul, and this community is supporting this program for the long run. We want to win the right way. We want to lose the right way. And learning how to do both of those, it's just like practicing the game. You got to have practice at it. And we want to get practice at winning the right way this week. And so I expect a good game. I do expect us to come out victorious, like always. You know, it's senior night for us, so we got a little bit more on the line this week. Want to send these boys out. We got 12 seniors on this team. And, man, I know people in Kansas will understand this when I say it, but, you know, like that first group of guys that went out to Manhattan with Coach Snyder. You know, there wasn't a lot of wins, man, but they built a foundation for, you know, what K-State put together and what they've been and become a great program. And so that's what we're looking to do is continue to build this foundation, especially this group of seniors that I inherited. And we want to get them that win on senior night.
Yeah, it should be a good one on a Friday. The Bears and the Bulldogs wrapping up the regular season, as you mentioned, your senior night. So sending those seniors off on the right note. Again, McLouth and Oskaloosa on Friday night. Bears head coach Russell Norton joining us, as always, brought to you by Taylor Insurance, also Barnett Family Funeral Home at Jeff County Crematory. Coach, as always, it's been a pleasure throughout the course of the year. Go get them on a Friday. Good luck, and we will talk to you again soon.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you, man.